In there with those girls. The chickens didn't give anyone their eggs the way they gave them to my daddy. Like they loved him. The way he learned their language. Ladies, he'd call softly in English and Yiddish as soon as he came through the door. It's just me. Take it easy, he would say. One long word he stroked them with. Take it easy. If I came in the coop with him, they would cackle like crazy, like they weren't going to calm down no matter how nice he asked them. So I would go out and just listen. Listen to my daddy sing-song those mean white birds with his tss, 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 and the quetzala and bubala he usually reserved for my mother. He'd roll up his sleeves, all the time making his sweet sounds and looking them right in the eyes, sliding his hairy arm under their plump bodies, his fingers stretched in the straw for one of their warm eggs. They would never peck at him or balk. Once in a while, one of them talked back, and my daddy would answer straight off, promising, "I won't hurt you, Shana Madala. You don't need to worry." He never ran out of sounds. He'd have whole conversations while he filled the wire baskets with eggs that cooled quickly. In Uncle Menashe's kitchen in the Bronx, my daddy said he hated the stink of the coops, the dust, having to worry about the price of eggs dropping. He knew the big farms, the ones that did it all by machine, would sooner or later drive the small farmers out. The handwriting was on the wall, he would have said, if he knew English idioms. He complained instead, "It's a fush stinkin' a business. That's all there is to it." But in there with those girls, he was someone who threw the clock away, moving among them like he was dancing, like he was making love, as if he'd been born on a chicken farm, clucking to them all the way, soft clucks, staccatos, whispering that they were so good, so beautiful, such dedicated mothers.